So tell me about the training that troopers Justin Hansen and Jason Pratt and the dogs had to go through to get where they are now.
Right. Each trooper, when they're assigned to the canine unit, they're assigned to the training, which entails 14 weeks of pretty intensive training. It's over 500 hours, and it's all done down in Indianapolis. And each of the canine handlers, as well as the dogs, they go through rigorous certifications. And if any point in time that they don't successfully pass that, they'll have to go through the training again until they do pass the required courses.
The dogs have to go through it again?
Absolutely. Justin Hansen, his dog, was previously assigned to another handler, and that handler has went on and left the canine unit, was promoted, and so his dog, Nikon, he had to go through all the training a second time with his new handler, so he's very experienced.
How old is Nikon?
I believe he's 5. Yes, he's 5, and both dogs are Belgian Malinois mixes with Shepherds. Rogue is 18 months, and Rogue is an 18-month-old female.
And what are the dogs going to be doing in their new job?
They'll specialize in interdiction, finding illegal drugs in vehicles, searches, tracking, and they'll be assisting our enforcement division with wherever needed out on the roadway. But the main thing is fighting crime and illegal drug trafficking here in Northwest Indiana.
Revisiting the 500 hours of training, what did they get trained in again?
Well, the specifics I'm not privy to. I've never been through the training. I do know they have to obey commands. That's a very important thing. They have to build a good relationship with their canine handler. So a lot of it is the canine and the handler getting to know each other, developing that bond, and the handler being able to communicate with the canine and being able to read the canine, what his movements are, and for the canine to learn the handler's verbal commands, things of that nature. And also for drug training, to be able to sniff out illegal narcotics, and as well as the tracking feature and everything that goes along with that type of training.
Do you have any numbers or any kind of information on how police dogs add to arrests and help fight crime and make more arrests and prevent more crime?
That's a great question. I don't have any specific numbers. Obviously, they're very instrumental in helping us successfully apprehend criminals and deter drug use and drug trafficking. That's why we have them, and they're an integral part of law enforcement today.
And these dogs are going to live with their handlers?
Yes, they'll live at home with the handlers and their families. They do develop a bond almost always. When a canine is retired, they stay with that handler until their journey is complete, so to speak.
So are the dogs just like pets when they're at home with their handlers?
I don't know if pet would be a good way to describe it, because they are trained, but they do develop bonds with the other family members. They do look forward to going to work every day. That's what they live for. I've known handlers in the past that when they leave the house, if they see their handler putting the uniform on, the dogs know it's time to go to work, and they get excited. And if they don't go with them, the dog will, not be confused, but wonder why they're not going with. So they do enjoy working, and that's what they live for.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. Take care.